Pope John XXIII's famous encyclical letter on peace in the world will be celebrated half a century on at a conference here in Rome organised by the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. The three-day conference, which opens on Wednesday, will focus on the current challenges of working for peace and reconciliation in light of the prophetic vision outlined in Pacem in Terris. Philippa Hitchin has more on this story.
From the Cuban missile crisis to the conflict in Syria today, from the threat of the Cold War to the current challenges posed by international terrorist networks, just how has the task of being a peacemaker in today's world changed over the 50 years since Pope John penned his appeal for a new vision of unity and respect for the inalienable rights of each individual human being? This conference brings together religious and political representatives from across the five continents, including speakers from the UN, the Council of Europe, the African Union and the Organization of American States. Day one will look at the role of Catholic education in forming young people capable of implementing the Church's rich tradition of justice and peace within the complex and cutthroat world of politics and economics. Day two, which includes an audience with the Pope, will focus on the relevance of Pacem in Terris to the ongoing process of reforming international organizations in order to promote a more peaceful coexistence between peoples and nations. Day three will draw together some of the new challenges of peacemaking, including protecting the rights of religious minorities, tackling the threats to natural resources, and the fallout from the current economic crisis. Underlying all the discussions is the firm conviction that an end to war and conflict can never be achieved until, as Pope John underlined, peace has found a home in the heart of each and every man and woman. As the disastrous consequences of the Cold War and the arms race have amply shown, the politics of mutually assured destruction must be replaced by policies of mutual trust and shared cooperation for the common good. I'm Philippa Hitchin.